It's like keying your own car, Democrats angered radical Rashida will rebut Joe Biden's so too. By Wendell Hasebo on March 1, 2022. Democrats are peeved radical Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, will rebut President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday night. It's like keying your own car and slashing your own tires, Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, told Axios about Tlaib's decision to give a far-left response to Biden's speech. Tlaib is the leader of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Tlaib has wielded the caucus's massive membership in the past to influence the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and the White House's legislative agenda. Typically, only the opposing party would respond to a president's speech. This year, Democrat factions have decided they too will join the opposition party and give their own criticism of Biden's agenda. Not only will Tlaib give a rebuttal for the Congressional Progressive Caucus, but Representative Colin Allred, DTX, will speak for the Congressional Black Caucus. Representative Philemon Bella, DTX, told Axios that Democrats should be showing unity behind the president. In times of crisis, we should all stand by our president, she said. Three speeches in one night from Democrats perhaps speaks to the failings of a president who has failed to lead the party to any significant successes during his tenure. Instead, the nation has inflation that has increased to a 40-year high. Supply chain woes have continued. More than 2 million migrants have been apprehended at the southern border. Gas prices have risen by $1 since last year. Fentanyl has become the greatest killer among 18-45-year-olds. Weekly wages have tanked. And the deadly Afghan withdrawal deeply embarrassed the nation. The Associated Press slammed Biden's State of the Union on Monday for being in a state of exhaustion from the pandemic. It's about feeling gouged at the grocery store and gas pump. It's so low that some Americans, including prominent ones, are exalting Russian President Vladimir Putin and his attack on a democracy, the outlet said, drawing a comparison with Jimmy Carter's presidency and the nation's crisis of confidence. According to polling, only 36% of voters say Biden is fit enough to lead the nation. A majority of 53% said they have doubts about Biden's mental fitness. Only 47% said Biden is mentally fit. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.